Welcome, my friends. You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 73.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up? What's up? Hey, it's awesome to jump back on here and deliver another episode here, Q&A show here on the Flip Empire podcast. And I want to kind of elaborate on episode 70. If you haven't had the opportunity to listen in to episode 70, just a friendly reminder, as with all the shows, all you need to do is go to flipempire.com/episode and the number. So definitely, if you haven't heard it already, after you finish this one, should be pretty short and sweet, but packed with great content. Definitely check it out, flipempire.com/episode 70. And one of the things I talked about in that particular show was what to do when a seller gets shady on you. You know, if they go MIA and you just can't contact them, or they decide to work with your competition because somebody, offered more money. There are definitely things you can do as part of the sales process to eliminate buyer's remorse. You know, buyer's remorse is, you may have been there in the past. You know, maybe you made a big buying decision or selling decision, and then the next day you wake up and it just doesn't feel right. You're having doubts, cold feet, whatever you want to call it. You know, that there's definitely things you can do to kind of nip that in the bud, you know, so to speak, and address that so that, you know, you make sure that your seller is 100% committed to you, your company, and moving forward with the deal. And these are things that you know, we haven't done in the past, and we've done a much better job of moving forward. And I know that, you know, if you can implement what I'm about to share with you, there's going to be instances in which you may have lost a deal to your competition because maybe the seller got shady and they decided to accept a higher offer. Basically, by implementing this process, what I'm going to share with you, you're going to be able to just avoid a lot of stress and headaches, and just make sure that, you know, the deal gets to the closing table, which is the ultimate goal here. So again, this is how to eliminate buyer's remorse. And, you know, buyer's remorse could be any number of reasons that the seller decides not to want to move forward with you after they've already, you know, put pen to paper and made a commitment to work with you. Maybe they feel, you know, they shouldn't have sold the property. They moved too quickly. Maybe they just didn't do enough research. And then after jumping on Zillow, doing some additional research, they came to the conclusion that, you know, they didn't sell the property for enough money, or they think they could get more money for the property. You know, maybe they're afraid, and this has happened to us in the past, of what others would think about the price that they agreed to sell it. That could be in the form of family, friends, neighbors. Neighbors is a big one. That's actually happened to us in the past. And then also you have your competition. You know, you're probably not the only one marketing to that homeowner. And it's not uncommon for these homeowners to have 5, 10, 15, 20 postcards and letters. And sometimes they're, you know, your competition will get a hold of them. And when they find out that they've lost the deal to you and your company, you know, they're gonna attempt, at least some of them, unfortunately, they're gonna attempt to sabotage that deal or make the seller feel guilty about accepting that offer. You know, especially if they've been in contact with the seller for a long time, and you know, they don't like the fact that you beat them to the punch and that you were able to get the seller to agree to work with you. So, what can you do, and how can you prevent buyer's remorse moving forward? And again, this is just doing more of a deep dive on some of the things I talked about in episode 70. But what you have to realize is that the time to address this is when you or your acquisitions manager or a team member, when you guys are in front of the seller, that's the time to figure out if there's the potential for that seller, you know, backing out on their word or you potentially losing the deal. Okay. The reason is because you have some sort of control with the seller at this point. So once you get the agreement signed, you honestly, and this sounds counterintuitive and you might think I'm crazy for suggesting this, but you want to basically give the customer an out. And what I mean by that is you want to give the homeowner an opportunity to back out of that contract at that time. And now don't worry. I know, again, you're thinking that doesn't make any sense. I work so hard to get the seller to agree to sell me. It's a great deal. Well, the first thing is you shouldn't be working hard. You should be trying to, you know, identify the seller's challenge, their problem, and your offer. You know, them exchanging equity for your cash sale, or if it's a term sale, that's the solution. So you don't want to look at it as if you're working so hard to get the deal. This, you know, once you get really good at this, it should really be effortless and it shouldn't feel like you're selling the seller, right? As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. You should make the seller sell to you as to why you should work with them and why you should, you know, purchase their property at the number you want. But again, you want to basically deliberately give the homeowner the opportunity to back out of the contract. And, you know, what you want to do is you want to essentially, you know, it's your job to warn the sellers what could potentially happen once they, and by the way, you know, by deliberately giving them an out, you're going to find that 9 out of 10 times they're committed to moving forward with you, especially if they came to that decision on their own and you did a good job throughout the sales process. But it's your job at this point to warn the sellers about what could happen with other potential buyers out there. What could even happen with friends, families, neighbors, etc. And, you know, what happens is that, and this is something that, you know, we started doing not too long ago, but what happens, and I've learned from experience, is that if you don't address this up front, they're not going to be in a position to know how to handle it when people come to them offering more money. And inevitably, it's going to happen a lot of the times, especially if you've gotten just a killer deal. So, you know, don't underestimate your competition's ability to plant those seeds of doubt and essentially try to sabotage or kill the deal, because it's going to happen. You know, it might not happen all the time, but you don't want to take that chance. So again, when you're in front of the seller, or you have an acquisitions manager that's belly to belly in front of the seller, once you're about to do the deal, or once you've done the deal, you want to address these things. And essentially, you want to get the seller to sell you again on why their decision to sell to you makes sense. Okay. And you do that by just kind of walking them through, you know, rehearsing with them, almost kind of a little bit of role playing to a certain degree, how they're going to respond when your competition approaches them. So, you know, that conversation in a nutshell could be like, you know, hey, John, listen, I understand that other people have been reaching out to you about buying your property. And I know that you're not going to work with them. You know, you've committed to work with us and our company. But when they try to contact you again and maybe, you know, convince you as to why you should accept their offer, even if it's higher, how are you going to handle that? You know, and you just, at that point, you just kind of shut up. You know, you just let them talk. And then they're going to basically sell you on why they're not going to do that. And by the way, if at that point you get the sense that, you know, if they say something like, well, I don't know, I guess at that point that's something I'd have to consider, then you need to kind of go back through their pain and walk them through why it's important that they're committed to you. Remember, as part of the sales process, the last thing you want is a maybe. You want a yes or you want a no. Okay, that's all you want. The maybes are the worst possible scenarios. So you basically need to get them on board and say, listen, if I'm going to give you, you know, if I'm going to give you this amount of money for your property and I'm going to give you my time, energy, and resources to start this process, I need to know that you're 100% committed to me. So again, by asking that first question, you're going to get a good idea is this person committed to you or not? And then another question, you know, might be like, you know, John, how are you going to approach it or handle it if they try to play the guilt card with you, or if they even try to offer you more money for the property? You know, what are you going to say at that point? And again, just kind of shut up, see what they say. And essentially, you know, if they need help and you need to kind of coach them through this process, again, you want it to be their decision and their words, but basically tell them, look, you know, I appreciate your efforts, but I've already made up my mind. I'm already working with someone and I'm committed to seeing this through. Okay. So again, it's okay if you kind of coach them through it, but you want it to be their words and you want it to be something that is coming from them. Okay, so essentially you're just getting the seller to confirm their commitment in working with you. And again, you know, resist the temptation to put words in their mouth or to put thoughts in their mind. They're always, you know, and this is kind of sales 101, but they're always going to be more committed to the decision or the idea if they feel like they came up with it on their own. So hopefully that makes sense. And what I'd like you to do is, you know, implement this as part of your acquisitions process. You know, when you meet with sellers, make sure that at the end of that, you know, when you're doing the deal, make sure that you bring this up. And what you're going to find is that the majority of the time, it's going to eliminate buyer's remorse. So, hey, listen, I hope you've enjoyed the content here. I'd love for you if you could share this with, you know, your family, your friends, your network. Share this episode. It's fantastic. You know, if you haven't already had an opportunity to review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Google Play, I'd love that. It helps get the word out about the show. And, you know, it obviously... There's a lot of time, energy, and money spent with producing the show, and I do it because I enjoy giving back, and it gives me an opportunity to just kind of connect with the marketplace and provide value, and so I really appreciate all the feedback and love that I've gotten from you guys, whether in the form of reviews or emails that I've gotten. Especially the last couple of months, it seems like a lot more are coming in, so that gives me the drive and the motivation to keep pushing and putting out these episodes. So really appreciate it. And also, if you haven't had an opportunity to join the Flip Empire Facebook group, go to flipempire.com/Facebook. It's a closed group, and you know, just depending on your situation, if you're the right fit, I'll let you into the group. And it's just a community of like-minded, successful, you know, wholesalers and investors there. So really good group so far. And lastly, you know, if you feel like you're someone that you could benefit from coaching and just, you know, working to get to another point in your business, if you want to automate, scale, you know, build a team, or even if you just want to do this yourself or with another person, if you just want to figure out a way to work smarter, head over, book a strategy call, go to flipempire.com/coaching. And I'd love to connect with you and see if it's a good fit. So look forward to the next show. I'll catch you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.